When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Lori Novak, Vice President of the Foreign Exchange and Capital Markets at Associated Bank. Lori, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be back here.
It's good to see you. I want to focus our conversation on a couple of things as we begin the new year. Lots of threats about tariffs and trade war. And you hear China talking about maybe devaluing its currency to get ahead of some of these tariffs that are expected. Talk to us a little bit about that and how that would impact the global economy.
Yeah, so it's been quite an interesting response that China's had. We are expecting these tariffs are going to happen, whether it's Trump threatening or if he's actually going to enact these high tariffs. He's talking as high as 60% for China, possibly 25% for Canada and Mexico, which are our top two trading partners. Canada and Mexico have come back with social media rhetoric back, making threats back, but China's taken a different approach. They have decided that they're going to try to get ahead of the tariffs and possibly devalue the Chinese yuan. It's a very interesting perspective to them because they tend to closely guard the value of the Chinese yuan. They usually only allow it to move within a 2% range of either side of a daily mid-fixed point that the central bank sets. And they are very vocal about this, talking about it frequently, that that's their stance. But recently, they pledged to adopt an appropriately loose monetary policy for next year. So this would be the first time that they actually eased their policy stance in about 14 years. So it has pretty historic significance. The speculation of them doing that is because they're economists think that they're afraid of a flight of capital that could be triggered. Last time Trump was in office, the Chinese yuan weakened by more than 12% against the dollar as the U.S. and China were going back and forth, that we were giving them a tariff, they were giving us tariff backs. And there was a huge flight of investor capital from the country. So the speculation is that they're trying to counter that. Additionally, it would, if they weaken the yuan, it would counter the effects of the tariffs, because essentially it would make Chinese goods cheaper for the U.S. to purchase. So very interesting perspective. Again, they're not making the threats back at us that Mexico and Canada are doing, but it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out.
Talk to us a little bit about the impact on the dollar. You mentioned that this happened before. What did we see happen with the global economy, specifically the dollar, the value of the dollar, and how did that impact the global economy?
Yeah, so very similar situation to the last time Trump was in office. Right now, the dollar is very dominant, very strong. It's hovering around its strongest level in about 20 years. And that's what we saw last time that Trump was in office. The dollar was really strong and dominant. And then the following year, it sort of fell apart and it weakened significantly. And we saw a lot of volatility from other trade-related currencies, so the Canadian dollar, Mexican peso, other countries that do a lot of exporting of their product. So economists are kind of mixed at this point. They don't know. Some are saying that they think the dollar is going to stay strong and dominant throughout 2025, and then there's others on the other side of the coin that are saying, no, it's going to end up weakening. There's no way we can hold on to the strength, because ultimately, if these tariffs do get put in place, it will create ripple effects in the global economy, could very well raise interest rates, and it's going to affect the consumer's bottom line.
I know the last time Trump was in office, there was a lot of talk about the tariffs on lumber and steel and other kinds of products that are used in building, and that did have an impact on the building trades.
Absolutely. And a lot of those prices still haven't come back down. You know, I'm not an expert in lumber, but my understanding is that lumber prices are still pretty sky high. And I think you can see it even in the city of Chicago. You know, construction prices are at highs and housing prices are going up. If you want to purchase a brand new house, it's significantly more expensive than it used to be, especially in my neighborhood. So, yeah, I think there's some truth to that and sad. But if we do see more tariffs on steel and lumber, I think that's going to continue.
Yeah, and you mentioned the ripple effects. One of the ripple effects of that has been the high insurance prices. I don't know if you have insurance. Your homeowner's insurance is probably through the roof because of the replacement cost has gone up for your home.
Absolutely.
Or your building.
Yeah. If something happens to replace that, and even to get the labor to come in to do that reconstruction process is much higher.
Talk to us a little bit about what Mexico is doing. Mexico's threatening tariffs right back at us, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And so again, this is very opposite of what we're seeing from China. They're seeming to accept that tariffs are going to happen and take a stance that way, whereas Mexico and even Canada, they're sort of attacking back at us. The U.S. is Mexico's largest trading partner, with vehicles being the highest thing, quantity of things that Mexico exports. But with all this tariff talk and stuff, the Mexican peso was weakened at one point this year of 17% weaker than the U.S. dollar. So if, the dollar continues to stay strong and these tariffs go in place, that's going to be very impactful for Mexico. Their president, Claudia Sheinbaum, is warning Trump of dire economic consequences. And it's not just her. I think a lot of economists are seeing this. It's not only would be hurtful to Mexico, but, it's going to have ripple effects back here in the U.S. And she's threatening that Mexico would possibly retaliate. Canada, they're even more at odds with this situation. We are also Canada's largest trading partner. Their largest export is oil. The U.S. dollar is at a four-year high against the Canadian dollar. Canada's recently been the headlines. They just had a big political upheaval in their offices. Their finance minister, Chrystia Freeland, abruptly resigns because she's at odds with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau over the country's preparations for the tariffs. She strongly feels that tariffs put in place by the U.S. would be crippling to Canadian exports. And he doesn't seem to take it as seriously. It seems like he's more on the side that Trump's just threatening and won't actually enact. And she believes that he would. So they're having some really big political ripple effects because of these tariff threats.
What is it that Trump wants out of these countries?
The biggest thing he wants is to increase manufacturing in the U.S., have more of a, made in the USA philosophy, more support for that. But also there's concern that because of the importing into the U.S., it's increasing the ability to smuggle in migrants and smuggle in drugs. So he's hopeful by enacting these tariffs, it'll reduce those two things as well. But, we'll see if that actually happens.
We'll see if it does. Talk to us about what a trade war would do. Is it possible that we could offend our two big trading partners enough that they would just find someplace else to do trade with? Or is that even
personally, reality? I think we will offend them. I think they're already offended. But we are their biggest trading partner. So to be able to replace, where 77% of your exports are going or where 82% of your exports are going, that's a lot of ground to make up. So they do need us. The sheer size and strength of the U.S. economy, the dollar has been the anchor of global commerce for decades. So these tariffs do have ripple effects. It does create political strife and offense and all those things with other countries. But in the end, we're such a dominant part of the global economy. It is really hard to replace the U.S.
The global economy is doing really well by all measures. Mm-hmm. The U.S. economy is as well. How quickly would something like a trade war start to impact numbers?
It'll take years. We'll start to see more of the social media, the market commentary happening. We'll definitely see increased volatility in currencies, which is something that I'm continuously talking to my clients about, warning them that they need to be prepared. It's going to be a rocky, at least year, if not longer, in the foreign exchange markets. But the impact to the consumer, that'll probably take a few years.
How are you telling them to prepare? And this might be good advice for our listeners who are investors as well, global investors. What's the play?
Yeah, absolutely. The companies they need to know what's going to happen and they need to get ahead of it. Kind of take the China perspective on that. And the best way to do that is with a foreign currency hedge. That's where you're locking in the exchange rate today for future use. We're seeing a lot of our clients who are already hedging their currency exposure do take longer term stances. So instead of hedging the currency exposure that's 6 months out or a year out, they're going out 2 years. Or larger corporations, they tend to only hedge a proportion of their currency exposure. So let's say 60%. Now they're increasing that to 80%. So again, companies are trying to get ahead of it and just prepare themselves as much as possible.
And even companies that are doing just materials work, so they're pre-ordering materials at current prices, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing a big increase in any products that need to be imported into the U.S. I'm seeing a big increase in those type of orders from our clients to get ahead of it.
I know you don't have a crystal ball, but I always ask you if you did have one, what it might say about 2025. What are the other positives and negatives you see coming in the next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a wild ride for the currency markets, which, you know, in turn will affect everything else from the stock markets to inflation. So I think we just got to kind of wait and see, but, you know, try to be prepared and get ahead in ways we can, such as if you're a company, you know, hedge your currency exposure. If you're a company and you know you need to be importing a lot of products, in particular from China, try to increase those orders now if you can. And that way you have a little bit of a buffer before the tariffs actually get enacted.
Lori, great conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one?
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, I could be reached on the Associated Bank Foreign Exchange Trading Desk. Get 866-524-8836, or feel free to email me at Lori@Novak@associatedbank.com.
All right. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thanks. Happy New Year.